It's not just me, it's my wife Marie.
Good morning.
And him, Jaden.
Good morning, everyone.
Jaden Mailata, our audio guy. Now, it's a countdown for Brisbane Blacks Live.
Yes.
Let me see, it's about 4 hours away, so that's our countdown happening.
Ooh.
I thought I'd start the show today because I feel so fortunate as, you know, I've had a cracker of a life and here I am ending up with you.
Even better.
Cherry on top.
So I chose this grunty rock legendary song.
Did I make that call? Did we
we have that talk? Did I switch it off? Is it just a rat race blowing up in my face? I'm tired of it. Pacing on the pavement, everything is changing. I'm tired, but I won't quit. Am I gonna run, run, run for the green light? Am I fast enough? Will I come undone if it ain't right? Is it just a rush, impatiently waiting? I'm anticipating a pot of gold. When the green light goes, do 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 do. Am I wasting time? Do I get ahead if I cut in line? Should I take what's mine? Should I run the red? Should I curse the sky? Is it just a rat race blowing? Will I come undone if it ain't right? Is it just a rush, impatiently waiting? I'm anticipating a pot of gold. When the green light goes, do 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 do. When the green light goes, do 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 do. Impatiently waiting, I'm anticipating a pot of gold. When the green light goes, do 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 do. When the green light goes, am I gonna run, run, run for the green light? Am I fast enough? Will I come undone if it ain't right? When the green light goes, do 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 do.
Heaven starts to cry. In his rearview mirror, his angel waves goodbye. She knows he's gotta go. She knows he's one of them. Brothers of the highway, children of the wind. That Detroit diesel pirate ship goes blowing out again. Sailing for the setting sun. Freedom's your best friend. Brothers of the highway, children of the wind. He puts the pedal to the metal, find out how to run the rain. Another shot of truck stop coffee goes running through his veins. This country turns on. Sail on, you brothers.
Take me out to the ball game. Swing, batter, batter, swing. Swing, batter, batter, swing. Batter, batter, swing. Batter, batter, swing. Yeah. Strike one. Hey, baby, do you come here often?
Strike two.
Hey, baby, now watch your sign.
Strike three.
Hold on now, where you going? Jimmy's out. Next in line.
Swing, batter, batter, swing. Batter, batter, swing. Batter, batter, swing. Swing, batter, batter, swing. Batter, batter, swing. Batter, batter, swing. Yow.
Why, yes, I went to Harvard.
What a lovely laugh that is.
It's your laugh, isn't it?
That is my laugh.
All right. And I do feel like poking you in the eye sometimes. Just saying.
Do you? Why?
Well, you can be a little bit annoying.
I can be annoying.
Yeah. Oh, look how he says it, Jaden. I can be annoying. I tried to give him some accusations back and forth. Yeah. I tried to give him away at the supermarket the other day.
And I found someone to take me. He did.
I said, I'm going to give you away to the first person who will take you. And he found somebody.
They came up and talked to me and I said, will you take me?
True.
I'm married to a younger woman and I'm sick of making hundreds of thousands of sandwiches and playing Tiggy at home. And they said they would take me and they live in Parisian Springs, so there.
Oh, nice.
And anyway, when I said, you know, oh, you, this lady is a courteous driver and she waves, does the courtesy wave in the traffic. Mm. She always lets people in, the buses she lets in. You know, if someone's coming out of a car park, she'll stop and let them out into the traffic. And we came across someone who came out of a car park and wasn't going to stop, got in front of us and then stopped, and she got cheesed. And she was cheesed, and she's going, oh, I've never seen her like that before.
Oh,
and I saw the real Marie.
Oh, the real Marie.
Because she's talking to the car in front, as you do in the traffic.
Yeah.
Of course.
Because they can't hear you.
They can't. Yeah.
She's cursing them and she's going, oh, move forward. Just move forward a bit so I can turn left.
Mm.
And so she goes, beep. She tooted the horn and the car went a little bit forward and she turned left. And as she turned left, she turned and courteously waved to the other driver who she hated.
Oh,
and she smiled and she went, you arsehole. And smile and wave. So the person in the other car just saw a lovely lady waving and smiling. They didn't see the arsehole bit. So she's two-faced.
Oh, we've all done that.
Have you been to Mavericks Western Wear Brisbane? Mavericks stock a massive range of high-quality men's, ladies and kids' Western wear, including hats, shirts, jeans and boots for all occasions. Mavericks.net.au is your one-stop shop for your rodeo and saddlery needs. Stuck for gift ideas? Check out Mavericks' range of jewellery and homewares. Shop online or visit the store at 63 Seacam Street, Mansfield South, Brisbane. Mavericks.net.au. Your Western wear, rodeo equipment and apparel specialists. Station sponsor.
Tonight, the Beenleigh Town Square will host a free concert with some of the region's hottest local country and folk singer-songwriter talent. Headlined by local superstar Brianna Dinsdale and her band, plus singer-songwriter Ray Lee, both festival favourites Mama Juju and the Jam Charts and Jay Lee. If you love live original music, come along and enjoy the great evening tonight from 5 to 8pm at the Beenleigh Town Square. Free entry, registration required at loganlive.com.au. Logan Live Originals, folk and country concert. Tonight, December 4, Beenleigh Town Square. It's free. Station sponsor.
My pockets were empty, my luck had run cold. Sit alive with me, just don't get on. On the streets and hungry, down and out. Going back to Cobar. Goodbye, city town. I jumped the brake, I'm heading back. My destination's down that railroad track. I'm gonna ride the Cobar line back to the life I left behind. It's not a lot, but I know it's mine. I'm heading back on down the Cobar line. Going back to Ruby, the last of a kind. In better days, she was the queen of the mine. There's a room at the back, she's an old mine's friend. There'll be food on the table, a roof over my head. I jump a freight, I'm heading back. My destination's down that railroad track. I'm gonna ride the Cobar line back to the life I left behind. It's not loud, but I know it's mine. I'm heading back on down the Cobar line. For a 12-hour shift, back to the dirt and the dust and the grit. Down in a hole where the sun never goes, doing time on the mother lode. I jump the brake, I'm heading back. My destiny's down that railroad track. I'm gonna ride the Cobar line back to the life I left behind. It's not a lot, but it's all mine.
Well, I've listened with patience to all your sad tales. When you're short of a smoke, or the pub has no ale. But tell me, fair dinkum, I don't want you to kid. Have you ever been drifting and short of a quid? If you've been to a strange town in search of a job, where a stranger's not welcome with the local-born mob, then you've probably done the same thing as I did. Stood around in a bar and was short of a quid. As I gazed at the drinkers all quenching their thirst, my lips were so dry I thought they would burst. I reckon someone would notice, but nobody did. they'd apparently never been short of a quid. Now the publican's looks were as black as the night, and I heard someone whisper, "This bloke's on the bite." So I held up my wristwatch and called for a bid, but no one would buy it or lend me a quid. Now you blokes who have money to travel in style may laugh at my story, but I too can smile. And to the battler and drifter I'll raise my old lid, 'cause they know what it's like to be short of a quid. So if the pub has no beer, you can always drink rum while you wait with your mates for the quota to come. But your forehead gets wrinkled like the hat on your head when you stand in the bar and you're short of a quid. Yes, I've listened with patience to all your sad tales when you're short of a smoke or the pub has no ale. But tell me, fair dinkum, I don't want you to kid. Have you ever been drifting and short of a quid?
...98.9 FM, streaming live right across this grand nation for the best country.
Yeah, thanks, guys. I'm down here with Jarrell. Yeah, impressive performance out there today, Jarrell. The Brekkies Show, how's the team going?
Look, we're just really taking it one show at a time. It is a show of two halves, and look, I've got to give full credit to the team in 98, but definitely Tariana. She's having a real crack out there. Just got to get those one percenters, mate. It's been tough for us, but we're getting them right. We're only going to take it show by show. I've been training the house, and I know Tari has been as well. The music's laying the platform, and we're just rolling straight through them, mate. Just trying to play the full 180 minutes, mate, and that's what radio is about. That's all we can ask for.
What the hell are you two doing?
Nothing.
Uh-huh.
What are you doing?
The Brekkies Show.
The Brekkies Week with Tariana Olive and Jarrell Ye. 6 to 9 weekdays. Thanks to Seats Out.
That's gone.
Now Kim Wright sings for me. Thanks, Kim. Who's the host?
With your host,
Jamie Dunn.
Playing songs
and having a yarn.
Having a yarn, yeah,
something for everyone. Saturday mornings with Jamie Dunn. Saturday mornings with Jamie Dunn. He's a missus.
That's me.
Yes.
Marie.
Marie and our little friend. Our little Samoan Maori friend,
yes.
Jaden Mailata.
Hello, everyone.
Hey, Jaden Mailata.
Hello.
Hey, I wanted to talk now, you know, seriously, it's a country music station, but I've been watching a whole stack of stuff on Netflix and on Stan and on Disney Plus, and I wanted to highlight ABBA. Now, yes, yes, I know. Don't run off the road if you're a truckie. But I wanted to say, I don't know whether it's an urban myth, but I always believed when ABBA came to Australia and toured, I thought that their manager, I can't remember his name, but he was like the fifth Beatle kind of thing. He was, you know, the fifth ABBA member.
Right, okay.
So he got paid, you know, if they got $1,000, well, divided by five, you got 200, yeah.
Oh, okay.
You know, so I think that he was so clever. The urban myth is that he got them paid for their tour of Australia in wheat and wool, and then they resold it on the international market. And made an absolute mozza.
I've never heard that, Jamie.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Isn't it amazing? And when the Beatles toured Australia, Ken Brodziak, who was an Australian businessman, signed them in Liverpool before they had their first hit.
Really? I didn't know that.
For something like $400 a week. And they honoured that contract, came here and filled every stadium they were in.
Oh, my goodness.
And he got them for, you know...
No wonder they only did 25 minutes.
Yeah, exactly. If someone paid me $400, I'd do two.
Yeah.
And here's Agro. Oh, he's finished. But anyway, I thought I'd choose the cheesiest song ABBA have ever done, with strange lyrics, a strange theme, and... look, I bet you you can't stop singing it by the rest of the day. Say 6 o'clock tonight, you'll still be there going. It's Super Trooper.
Queensland will be opening soon. Now is the opportunity to get fully vaccinated to protect your family and community. Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people aged 12 and over can access the COVID-19 vaccine through community-controlled health services. It's safe, free and effective, and our clinics are ready to safely deliver it to Mob. No need to book. Our clinics are offering walk-ins for vaccination appointments. If you have any questions or concerns, yarn to your doctor or health worker. To find your nearest clinic, visit www.deadlychoices.com.au.
A message from the Institute for Urban Indigenous Health.
Station sponsor.
For the best country and First Nations music, 98.9 FM. Your home of true country music and the finest First Nations artists. Murray Country.
Hi, I'm Jamie Dunn. What with insurance, rego, tyre and fuel costs, it's no wonder Pete the Truckie put replacing his truck seat on hold. Long story short, Pete put his back out, his truck was off the road, the needles for his back problem cost $800 a shot. He should have seen seatsarus.com.au.
Station sponsor.
Tonight, the Beenleigh Town Square will host a free concert with some of the region's hottest local country and folk singer-songwriter talent. Headlined by local superstar Brianna Dinsdale and her band, plus singer-songwriter Ray Lee, folk festival favourites Mama Juju and the Jam Tarts and Jay Lee. If you love live original music, come along and enjoy the great evening tonight from 5 to 8pm at the Beenleigh Town Square. Free entry, registration required at loganlive.com.au. Logan Live Originals, folk and country concert. Tonight, December 4th, Beenleigh Town Square. It's free. Station sponsor.
Saturday mornings with Jamie Dunn. 98.9 FM for the best country. With thanks to Seats R Us.
Good morning, Australia.
Yeah, good morning, Australia. Good morning, anyone that's listening in Australia. And thank you for listening. Not to just me, but all three of us. We're like the three amigos, the three stooges. It's Marie Dunn.
That's me. Hi, everyone.
Jaden Mailata.
That's me. Hey,
a
everyone.
Young bloke climbing slowly to the top. Yes. Incredibly slowly to the top. Now, I wanted to quickly talk before we say goodbyes.
Yeah.
And I'm going to give Jaden Mailata the privilege of doing the credits again.
Right.
This will be your third
job.
Week in a row.
You did a great job.
Yeah, last week
getting better and better.
You nailed it, dude.
Thank you.
I can't believe that you are going ahead in so much, what's the word, in fashion. He's going ahead in...
Leaps and bounds?
That's it, leaps and bounders.
Okay.
We were in a coffee shop earlier in the week, and it was a new one that we decided to call over to.
Mm-hmm.
We drive past it every time. We thought, oh, well, we'll give them some business.
Yeah, give them a try.
And, yeah. We went in there, and in the coffee shop, and that's why I said to Marie, I said, I couldn't deal with a coffee shop, because in the coffee shop was a guy... I won't say his name, but he obviously goes there every day and he sits down at the same table and reads the paper and does the same. Was that you?
Sorry.
Did you just belch into the microphone?
No.
You disgusting little creature.
That was my tummy rumbling.
Oh, you disgusting little creature.
I love it.
Anyway, this guy... takes up an entire table, reads the paper, has a cup of tea, just one cup, and then talks for that whole time.
To the staff.
Yeah, explain the talking. Okay, so the staff's behind the counter.
Yeah. So he was talking to the staff behind the counter, so much so that when one of the staff members got a phone call and stepped out of the back of the cafe take the phone call...
Because he stopped... The staff member stopped the conversation. He said, I'm just stepping out, mate.
Yeah.
But mate didn't hear that.
Mate just kept going.
Mate just kept talking to a closed door. And the guy had the phone conversation, came back in the door, and mate was still talking.
Yeah.
And I thought, I could not, like, I would see him coming and I would know that there was a couple of hours of my life that I would never get back.
Yeah.
My God, it was horrible, wasn't it?
Well, not for me, but I'm sure it was for the staff.
It was truly horrible. And, you know, next week I'll name him. Anyway, that's us for the day. We're done. We're cooked.
Well,
we're over.
Went
we're
really fast.
Yes. Like to say good day to my mate Ray, Raimondo. We are threatening to have lunch before Christmas.
Trying.
Yeah. I was going to do it last Thursday, Ray, but then we are learning home dialysis.
Yes, we are.
Home dialysis.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Peritoneal dialysis done from home.
Yeah.
And it's a lot to learn, isn't it?
It is for you. I'm the victim here.
Yeah, no, there is a lot to learn.
Yes.
But we'll conquer it.
We'll get there.
We'll get there.
We'll get there. Let's hope. Yeah. All right, say goodbye, Marie.
Goodbye, everyone. Have a great weekend.
Say goodbye, Jaden.
Bye, everyone. Have a great weekend.
Say goodbye, Jamie. Bye, Jamie.
Smarty pants.
We'll see you next week, all right?
Bye.
Bye.